to, da ti vladajo pomeni,
da te nadzirajo,
opazujejo,
indoktrinirajo,
pridigajo,
ocenjujejo,
presojejo,
cenzurirajo
in ukazujejo ljudje,
ki nimajo za to ne pravice, ne znanja, ne vrline.
Da ti vladajo pomeni, da si
registriran,
popisan,
obdavčen,
označen,
patentiran,
odpuščen,
preprečevan,
reformiran,
kaznovan.
Pomeni tudi, da si pod pretvezo javne koristi in splošnega interesa
dresiran,
ogoljufan,
izkoriščan,
monopoliziran,
izsiljevan,
izžeman,
varan,
okraden. Pri najmanjšem znaku odpora ali ugovoru
te zatrejo,
kaznujejo,
zaničujejo,
navdegujejo,
preganjajo,
zmerjajo,
potolčejo,
razorožijo,
zadušijo,
zaprejo,
ustrelijo,
obsodijo,
preženejo,
žrtvujejo,
prodajo,
izdajo
in da bi bila mera polna, te še smešijo, slepijo, sramotijo in onečastijo.
Črna luknja!
Napovedujemo revolucijo!
Anarhizem v Estoniji. Estonija je ena izmed evropskih držav, v katerih ni bogate anarhistične ali anti-autoritarne tradicije. Anarhistična scena je obstajala kot del punkovske scene v 80-ih letih, ko je bila Estonija del Sovjetske zveze in so anarhisti večinoma nasprotovali sovjetskim oblastem. Tako punkari kot anarhisti so bili tarča represivnih sovjetskih oblasti. Po Potem, ko je Estonija postala neodvisna avgusta 1991, pa se je takratna alternativna politična scena z anarhisti vred izgubila v tranziciji oziroma so vstopili v demokratske strukture mlade države.
Hvala ljudi! Pukaju vodenjak, počeli su trudovi, oću majko napolje, raširite se udovi, krenu glavom napolje, nešto tu nedostaje. Hajde mali zaplači, puno krvi crvene, belo mleko majčinsko, krvna grupa pankerska, niko nije znao tad, rođen je anarhista.
Zaradi dolgoletne bolševizacije Estonije v tej baltiški državi tudi danes prevladujejo stereotipi o anarhizmu, socializmu in levičarskem gibanju nasploh. Sicer pa je vse več mladih ljudi, ki jim je uspelo v zadnjih nekaj letih organizirati anarhistično mrežo. Gre za nekaj 10 aktivistov, ki so večinoma v glavnem mestu Tallinn ali v Tartuju, na jugovzhodu države. Med njimi je tudi Katri iz Tartuja, ki je bila na letošnjem anarhističnem knjižnem sejmu v Zagrebu. Tudi danes večina anarhistov v Estoniji izhaja z pankovske scene. Je Katri pojasnila okoliščine, v katerih je delovalo anarhistično gibanje v polpretekli zgodovini.
The anarchism in Estonia started, I think, with the punk movement during the Soviet Union. But it stopped when Estonia got freedom and the Republic of Estonia was established. It was a democratic system. So with that, the punk anarchist movement kind of lost its track because they wanted freedom from the Soviet Union and they got it. So this was like the generation before. This generation is more focused on the capitalism, capitalist part, and really questioning the democracy we got and received in this way.
So it sounds that like the first generation of anarchists in Estonia, they were like kind of nationalist because they are like they want to have like independent Estonia.
In a way, yes, but it was strictly in this context. We can't say actually they're nationalists, but they wanted to speak for themselves because in Soviet system they had always this. They couldn't speak for themselves, so really they wanted just to have voices and decide everything around them and not let some bigger system decide everything. They wanted to have many ideas in society, not just the one communist idea. Yes.
Is there any cooperation now with some Russian anarchists, Finnish anarchists? I mean, people in Estonia and Finland and in Russia. Do you have any connections?
We have friends, yes, in Finland and in Sweden and Lithuania. We don't know much about Latvians, that's why we are organizing Baltic Anarchist Meeting. So yes, and some people from Russia also.
Da bi se bolj spoznali s kolegi iz sosednjih držav, so konec maja v Talinu organizirali prvo baltiško srečanje anarhistov, ki je potekalo ob istem času kot parlamentarna skupščina Zveze NATO. Srečanja so se udeležili predstavniki in predstavnice različnih anarhističnih skupin iz Rusije, Švedske, Finske, Litve in Estonije. Na srečanju se je še enkrat pokazalo, kako majhna je scena v Estoniji. Se je bilo z Finske več gostov, kot je bilo domačinov. Na srečanju anarhistov so se ob številnih razpravah in neformalnih združenjih zmenili za boljše medsebojno sodelovanje. Med srečanjem pa so organizirali tudi proteste proti NATO, ki se jih je udeležilo približno 100 ljudi. Zanimivo je, da ni bilo večje udeležbe državljanov Estonije, glede na to, da je bilo med operacijo NATO v Afganistanu ubitih 9 estonskih vojakov, kar je veliko glede na nekaj več kot 1.200.000 prebivalcev Estonije.
Why are you protesting, or what does it mean?
Protesting against NATO.
And why?
Because it is causing wars. It is helping for wars, not for protecting countries, as it should be, like Afghanistan.
Okay.
Basically, this is what it
means.
Yes.
Thank you.
Against, like, NATO and the whole.
Okay, and why against NATO?
I'm not really good at like a speaker, so I'm sorry. They suck. They like have control over like militarism. Think they can do whatever they want, like bombing and like everything. It sucks.
Okay,
I'm sorry. Such a bad presentation. But I'm not good of a speaker, so they're going to the
NATO
park.
Instead, like dropping bombs and stuff. You should drop NATO. You should like.
Yeah.
They're just making war, they just like cooperate with other countries to make more war and to gain more money off it, you know? So it's like some kind of weird politics thing that the governments are cooperating in like making war instead of like cooperating and making peace. It's like it's like the opposite from peace work, you know?
You mean like that when they bring up the war, which means like they got some politicians and interest for the finance something.
Yeah, exactly. Of course they have financial interests and most of stuff. That's the whole why they're cooperating with each other.
The weapons industry have a lot of control also over like money and of course the government, they obey to money. So
so it's a money question, and like you're killing people for money, and like the whole nature, like they're cooperating with different countries to get this superpower to like. It's really fucked up. You could do so much better stuff instead, like putting so much energy and money in this kind of stuff, instead of making more energy and
they
money and making peace work, you know? Mm. So it's basically that.
But you should, they are like going to,
make peace, not war,
you know? They are going to the park, so go there, take some photos and like ask them, because they are the main demonstration.
Več podrobnosti o majskem baltskem srečanju anarhistov je mogoče prebrati tudi na HTTP, www.anarchismo.net, poševnica Article, poševnica 23435.
Ma già viene azione, il giore che mi cinco da cancello di mia emozione.
Katri iz Tartuja je povedala tudi, kaj je bilo v spredju delovanja anarhistične mreže v Estoniji.
There's two different groups right now. My group is in the smaller city. It's called A Library. We hold different events and mostly organize free library for everybody, which is concentrated on anarchistic, communist and animal rights books and materials.
And the second group?
The second group is organized around the webpage punamusk.org. But now they have a social center in Tallinn, Ülase 12. So they organize different like gigs, and also they have a library and vegan dinners and so forth.
We have kind of grown up together too, and the traffic between Tartu and Tallinn is really often. So yeah, we have slightly different views on some points, but it's. Overall, we just fight for the same cause.
Katri je omenila gibanje in spletno stran Punamust, kar pomeni rdeče in črno. Stran so oblikovali, da bi poskusili tesneje povezati anarhiste in oblikovati bolj kompaktno gibanje, ker poleg nekaj deset aktivistov na forumskih razpravah sodeluje še nekaj sto simpatizerjev antiautoritarnih in antikapitalističnih idej. Med drugim so nastopili tudi na nacionalni televiziji, na kateri so govorili o anarhizmu. V gibanju Punamust so pojasnili, da so med njihovimi člani večinoma kolektivisti in socialisti, sicer pa spoštujejo tudi individualistične in ostale pristope anarhizmu. Ekipa je v Talinu aprila letos organizirala tudi proteste proti policijskemu nasilju, na katerih se je zbralo kakšnih 150 ljudi, večinoma mladih pankarjev. Za 1. maj pa so aktivisti pred nakupovalnimi središči v Talinu in Tartuju delili letake proti potrošništvu. Maja so tudi zasedli parkirišče v Talinu, kjer so protestirali proti privatizaciji javnega prostora. Dobro sodelujejo tudi študenti na univerzi v Tartuju, kjer organizirajo filmske predstave angažiranih dokumentarcev. Na univerzi v Tartuju je bilo mogoče med poletnim semestrom poslušati tudi kolegi o anarhistični filozofiji, ki ga je vodil gostujoči profesor Paul McLaughlin, ki ga je med drugim poznamo tudi po knjigi Anarchism and Authority, A Philosophical Introduction to Classical Anarchism. Katri je razkrila tudi nekaj o prihodnih dejavnostih skupine iz Tartuja.
We tried to update the news site punamust.org, which means redblack.org, regularly with some of the news from Estonia and around the country, so we're really working hard on this. But finding a really independent media in Estonia, it doesn't work very well, so we will have the publication of the first squat in Tartu with our group. And we're really looking forward to it, because then we can speak out about the poverty in Estonia now after the European Union, and the wages are staying the same all the time. And the question, the housing problem in Estonia. So this is the one big thing we have coming up soon.
Thank you and good luck.
Torej, anarhisti v Estoniji odpirajo številne teme, ki spodrivajo temelje kapitalističnega sistema, ki je med večino estonskih državljanov nedotakljiv zaradi travmatičnih izkušenj, ki so jih imeli med oblastjo Sovjetske zveze.
myself behind. Cause I know I belong to the road, and life won't pass me by. I wanna be dedicated, I wanna be hurt, I wanna live life for all that it's worth. So come on, fellas, this won't take too long. Another anarchist sing-along song. So forget about the blues and get out of those shelves. A long wait in line while we kill ourselves. You really only have this one shot. This life, no other, before you kick the pot. For now, the revolution can wait, but it won't come too late. Like it already wasn't taking too long. Another anarchist sing-along song. Na 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 na.
To, da ti vladajo, pomeni,
da te nadzirajo,
opazujejo,
indoktrinirajo,
pridigajo,
ocenjujejo,
presojejo,
cenzurirajo
in ukazujejo ljudje,
ki nimajo za to ne pravice, ne znanja in ne vrline.
Da ti vladajo, pomeni, da si
registriran,
popisan,
obdavčen,
označen,
patentiran,
odpuščen,
preprečevan,
reformiran,
kaznovan.
Pomeni tudi, da si pod pretvezo javne koristi in splošnega interesa
dresiran,
ogoljufan,
izkoriščan,
monopoliziran,
izsiljevan,
izžeman,
varan,
okraden. Pri najmanjšem znaku odpora ali ugovoru
te zatrejo,
kaznujejo,
zaničujejo,
nadlegujejo,
preganjajo,
zmerjajo,
potolčejo,
razorožijo,
zadušijo,
zaprejo,
ustrelijo,
obsodijo,
preženejo,
žrtvujejo,
prodajo,
izdajo.
In da bi bila mera polna, te še smešijo, slepijo, sramotijo in onečastijo.
Črna luknja!